The Buffalo Bills went into Minnesota at 0-2 and came away with their first win of the season. Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us on an incredulous Monday morning. Matt, how did it all come together?
Wow. Well, not only did the Bills come away with a 27-6 win, they shocked the football world on Friday. I mentioned the historic odds against Buffalo as they were just the 21st team in the last decade of NFL football, which comes to more than 2,500 games, to be a 16 or more point underdog. And yesterday, the Bills were the first member of that ignominious club to defy the odds, along with being the first team in history as a 10-point or more underdog on the road to come away with a win. And it wasn't just any win. It was a suffocating blowout in which almost everything went right. But the most significant aspects of the game, in my view, were the play of rookie quarterback Josh Allen and the defensive pass rush for the Bills. Let's start with Allen, since I highlighted him as a key factor to watch on Friday's segment. And simply put, he was fantastic. Through the first half, which was all the Bills really needed before shutting down their aggressive approach, Allen passed for 172 yards with one touchdown and rushed for 37 yards, including two more touchdowns on the ground, to lead the Bills to a 27-0 halftime lead. And as good as those numbers were, I actually felt a little bad for him because they could have and should have been even better if it weren't for the only weakness of the Bills' play, which was receiver drops. But still, great performance to build upon, and as for the defense, they looked like a completely different team than the previous 2 weeks. The pass rush was relentless in forcing two quarterback fumbles, plenty of hurried throws, and the defensive backfield did their part in support as they were just all over Vikings pass catchers, limiting the few opportunities Minnesota did have. Overall, it was a complete team win and a completely pleasant surprise for the Bills fans yesterday.
The win brings the Bills to 1-2, same as the Patriots, I might note. How can they build on this performance?
Yeah, well, next week against Green Bay, it's going to be really important for Buffalo if they hope to turn one surprise into another step toward making it a surprising season. I say that because they look like two different teams through the first three games this season. Are they the team that looked like they were among the worst in football through 2 weeks, or are they a collection of young talent coming together like we saw against Minnesota? Now, the coming weeks, they're going to be critical in answering that question, and it's building consistency off of an impressive performance that's just so important if the Bills hope to turn one solid game into more. Another takeaway that is a bit of a concern but constructive criticism on Josh Allen is that if they're going to build off of this performance, Allen has to be more careful with some of the reckless decisions that put his body at risk. Sure, he generated some eye-popping highlight reel plays, most notably his track-like hurdle over defender Anthony Barr, but these kinds of plays expose him to serious injury just for the sake of a few yards. Eventually, that kind of decision-making is going to catch up to him as a quarterback. And finding a balance between taking the risks that make him the potentially exciting player he looked like yesterday and self-preservation will be a delicate balance, to be sure, but one I suspect coaching will put extra focus on with the rookie in the weeks ahead. And on the other side of the ball, you'd have to think the coaching staff is a lot more excited to build upon high-pressure play calling going forward. After their success getting to the quarterback yesterday, I just think we're going to see a lot more of that aggressive, pressure-focused scheming to see if it was a one-off or if this defense may be a little bit better than expected, and that is a big maybe. But overall, what a difference a week makes from doom and gloom to brighter skies and hope once again, if only for a week, but maybe, just maybe, there's a little bit more to come.
Hope springs eternal, at least until Friday when we talk to you again.
Indeed.
Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.